Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's good to be with you, Bruce. Thank you for the opportunity.
In response to evidence that suggests feed and or feed ingredients may be potential vectors for the introduction of African swine fever virus or foot and mouth disease virus, a Swine Health Information Center-funded investigation will evaluate feed manufacturing facility decontamination processes. First of all, what are the concerns and how relevant are these concerns?
Well, if we make the assumption, and I think it's borne by data and borne by evidence, that viruses can be transmitted orally and transmitted by feed then, and there is research to support that. If we go there, then the question becomes, what happens if? And a question, what happens if ASF, for example, gets into the U.S. or into North America, and it spreads through the country such that we're having infected farms? Is there an opportunity for feed manufacturing facilities themselves to become contaminated with African swine fever, for example? Certainly with all things, all of the contacts and all of the movements and things that happen with the pork chain, it's not unreasonable to think of African swine fever being on a farm. And even if that is detected and it's under quarantine, those pigs still have to have feed until they are depopulated. There may be feed delivery onto that farm. And the question would become, what happens if that feed truck would be able to take ASF back to the feed mill and introduce ASF into the feed mill itself? So that might serve as a nidus of infection as feed goes out from that point to other previously negative farms, now becoming positive because of that feed coming from that one source. It's a really important question. It's something that I don't know that anybody has considered before. And it's something that as we look at response to ASF specifically, we need to understand the risk of feed mills. We need to understand best how to eliminate that risk should we have it.
What do we know about the processes used to decontaminate feed manufacturing facilities, their effectiveness, and their consistency?
Yeah, right now, we don't know enough. Feed mills, and when we're talking about feed contamination within feed mills, the folks at Kansas State University has done some looking at different viruses and distribution within a feed mill, for example. And what they found is that within a feed mill, once a virus is introduced within a feed mill or feed manufacturing environment, it's easy to become widespread within the feed mill. Boots, et cetera, feed boots, all kinds of things move it around. And once it becomes widespread, it's difficult to get out. It persists in the manufacturing facility as time goes on. They've done a lot of studies on PED and looked at PED and that opportunity. And we're kind of using that as a model for ASF. So we know that it can get in there. We know that it can persist. And we know then that there's an opportunity for feed to be contaminated because of the contaminated facility. What we don't know is the best way to decontaminate it. The equipment within feed mills has been built to manufacture feed. And that doesn't necessarily include easy cleaning and disinfection. It's not easy to take apart a feed mill, take apart a grinder, take apart a conveyor belt, take apart an auger. It's not easy to take those things apart and decontaminate them. So that's what this project's about. We're trying to find a cost-effective and underscore both of those terms, cost and effective way to decontaminate feed mills should they get contaminated with viruses, especially pointed at ASF.
what will be evaluated and how, and with what pathogens in mind?
Well, we're going to use different pathogens. We're going to use Seneca virus, Seneca virus A virus, because that one we know is a very hardy virus. It's one that's used in a lot of studies because it is one of the hardiest viruses that we have in animal agriculture. So we're going to use Seneca virus A. We also use PED because there's been a lot of research that's done on PED within feed mills. And there's interest in PERS, in reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, because of its opportunity to be spread as well. So we use those, first of all, to look directly at the decontamination effectiveness for different procedures, whether it's mechanical and trying to scrub the viruses out, or whether it is chemical and trying to disinfect and decontaminate that way. We look at those first, and we're trying to learn these preliminary lessons, and then we'll apply that to ASF and see if the same lessons will hold with ASF in the high biosecurity laboratories.
What are the estimated time frames?
This is a one-year project, and like all research, we're pushing for that just as quickly as we can. We're hopeful that we'll have information quicker than 1 year. I expect that that will be the case. This is a project that we're doing with Kansas State University, and those folks down there are national and internationally recognized for their ability to do feed mill, feed nutrition, all things feed-related research. And so my expectation is, and they have heard that and they agree, that we will get timely updates with progress as we go through this and lessons learned, so we can put those together. Should we need them sooner than a year? Hopefully not, but at the most, this will be a year project.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think this is one of the important steps in putting together the whole feed chain investigation. If we look at contamination initially and the ability for a virus to survive after initial contamination into a feedstuff, through transportation, through entry into a country, through feeding to a pig, and look at that possibility. We've got research that's ongoing there. This is one that is more about the dissemination of viruses once they get here, so we can be better prepared to respond, react, and prevent dissemination of these viruses around the country. So there is prevention of entry into the country. We're also looking at the next step of preventing movement of the viruses around the country once they get here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce. It's always good to visit with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.